Starting with something that has certainly been an institution over the years, and we're talking Neighbours here, and even if I hit a little bit of the theme tune. Neighbours, everybody needs good neighbours, with a little understanding, you can find the perfect land. Oh, you can't bait the Neighbours. That's the 2015 theme, by the way. It's the older theme, probably would have known, that I certainly knew growing up when Jason and Kylie were a part of it all. But it was appointment listening, wasn't it, John?
It was appointment watching, yeah. And even like the reason we're talking about it is it's coming to an end. 1985 is when it started, one of the longest soaps in the world. Yeah. And they've confirmed today that it's going to come to an end after this June, after nearly 37 years on our screens. Basically, they couldn't find anyone to broadcast it. So it obviously initially was on BBC One and then went over to Channel 5 in the UK. And Channel 5 announced last month it was going to be axing it and dropping it. And despite shopping it around, you kind of think something, you know, this long running, that they would just find somebody, that somebody would take it, particularly in this world even of streaming, that maybe it might move there. But no, they haven't been able to, and they confirmed today no other broadcaster willing to air it, so it's going to be gone.
Do you know what we forget too is the fact that even though it was huge this side of the world, like the likes of Home and Away and what have you, and very much something you'd have to be watching, or you were nobody in school the next day if you didn't know what was going on, but it wasn't that big in Australia.
No, and like it says everything that the UK broadcaster pulling out is the reason they have to axe it, because that's where they had a lot of the viewership and where they made a lot of the money to keep the show going. Yeah, it just didn't pick up that popularity despite kind of more than 9,000 episodes broadcast. It was funny, I remember once... I remember there was a guy in my college class, and he used to have this big lecture, and he had no particular interest in the lecture, and would just watch Neighbours while he was in there, would have a couple of episodes queued up, and it got to the point where eventually he kind of started down the back hoping not to get noticed, and eventually he had to move forward a few pews because there were other people who wanted to look over the shoulder, and even though they couldn't hear it, see what was going on.
Oh my God.
And the fans were like fanatic about it. Some of them even, like, in an attempt to kind of keep it, improve its popularity, they started downloading the theme tune, and it actually reached number one on both iTunes and Spotify.
That's right, yeah.
Knocking Ed Sheeran and the Queen off the top spots. So they've managed to bump it up, but no broadcaster biting to take it. So June is when your Neighbours fix will have to go to reruns.
God, when I think of the gulping down your supper to get to see Neighbours and all the rest of it, and you know, that shout from the kitchen, it's end of an era, no doubt about it. And
well, all we can say is it's no fair city.
Sean, that is the quote of the week. That is indeed the quote of the week. Well, now, moving along, we all love an old quiz show, but of course the home of quiz shows was America.
I love when, you know, in these quiz shows, and it's happened, I don't know if it's happened to with Wordle, where they put an American word in there and it totally stumps me and I can't get it. And then I'm like, oh, you put honor in there without a U. That doesn't count as a word. But it happens on the American shows as well. So they had Wheel of Fortune. Do you remember Wheel of Fortune? I feel like that hasn't been on in years, but it's still going apparently in the States. And the phrase was feather in your, go on, finish it.
Another feather in your cap.
Cap, exactly. Five different contestants, not one of them could get it. They said lap, hat, every, like, cat, everything under, like, it was absolutely one of those things that's just utterly infuriating to watch. Go out and check it out on YouTube if you want to have just a bit of an anger at yourself, because you're shouting at the screen going, this is so simple, you absolute morons, and they're losing massive money on it.
Now, keep in mind, you had all the words in another, you had all the words in feather, you had one word missing in, but you had an N, you had one word missing in your, you had Y-O something R, and you had something A-P, and they still couldn't figure it out.
It's not that hard, but they are Americans. They are Americans. Are you a Wordle guy?
I'm not totally a Wordle guy, but I have to say I would be interested in that kind of thing and get into it and all the rest of it. But I'm going to try four quick ones on you, right?
A bird in the hand
is
worth in the bush.
Exactly that. A stitch in.
Time saves nine.
Waste not.
Want not.
Oh, you're on a roll now. You have one more to go, Sean. Don't fall at the last
minute. What am I winning? I feel nervous now.
That's some leftover pancakes. The longest journey begins...
with the smallest step.
Ah, there you have it, Sean.
There we are.
Wheel of Fortune, roll on.
Get me in front of it. I've spent far too long watching game shows in college between The Chase and Wheel of Fortune and Weakest Link, all these sort of things. I laugh it up.
Well, obviously, you were made for it. Sean, listen, thank you so much as always. Have a great rest of the week, man.
You too, man. Have a good one. See
bye-bye.
You.
Bye. Bye-bye.